views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers, welcome everyone who is listening to Angel Healing House Radio and to those who are watching the show live on Facebook Live TV on the Transformation Radio Facebook page. Excuse me. With today being our last show of June, we will continue with our theme of empowerment and belief in ourselves, with the topic that my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, have entitled, With Faith, Belief, and Hope, Miracles Happen. So let's see what this one's all about. You know, I received a call from a longtime listener's husband who wanted to book a session. He saw the enormous change that had occurred in his wife after she had a session with me, and he said he desperately needed help. Now, Jim, this is not his real name because I don't use real names of clients. But let's call him Jim. Jim was a classroom teacher, and he'd always longed to rise to the position of being a principal, or as he put it, a teacher that teaches teachers how to teach. The alarm bells to fulfill this very heartfelt longing became louder and louder over the years, and he decided to fulfill his desire that if he was going to really do this, he needed to go back to school and to increase his credentials, which he did. And with the increased certification and the receiving his master's degree, he searched constantly to find a position, but he kept coming up year after year. You know, when I spoke with him, he said that he didn't get a job as a principal because, in his words, there were just too many overqualified people for too few jobs, and that good-paying jobs like these were scarce. He also said that his wife and he longed to move to northern New Jersey, as the neighborhood in the south in which they lived for the past years had changed for the worse. But with not getting a better job, there was just no way they could afford to move, as the northern suburbs were more expensive. You know, in addition, he was suffering from back problems, shortness of breath, and he was not sleeping at night. The more he spoke, the more the posse of angels showed me a leaf that had been caught in an eddy, and it had Jim's face on it. The leaf, or the Jim leaf, was caught in a countercurrent of his own making. It was like a downward spiral created by his thoughts of not being able to achieve his desires of becoming a principal. Now, firstly, the posse of angels reminded Jim that there's only what he desires. Actually, everyone, there is only what each and every one of us desires. This was an unbelievable revelation to him, as he thought he was in fierce competition with everyone else fighting over the same few jobs. You know, I went on to paint him a very vivid picture of just how extraordinarily multidimensional each one of us is, and we actually have a different reality for everyone, depending on their desires and their energies within. I then explained that until he changed the sad and sorry tale that he kept telling himself about not being able to get a job, that he would never, ever achieve what he felt in his heart was due to him, because his feelings were so energetically opposite to what he desired. Knowing this and really allowing this to settle on the deepest part of our soul, that there is only what we desire and there is no competition, then it doesn't matter how many other people in the world are going for a particular job. What matters is that whatever you ask for and faithfully believe in with all your heart, it must manifest for you. Now, most people do not believe this because of certain things. Because it does not appear immediately. If it doesn't appear immediately, they lose all faith and all hope. And B, that it doesn't appear in the expected way that they thought it would appear. Now, for the rest of the session, I shared with Jim tried and true simple exercises that he could focus on and practice that would help him turn his desperate, sad energies into those that were more grateful and positive and optimistic. By letting the grace of God work in his life, I also told him that by changing the perception, his perception from lack to being grateful and feeling blessed and abundant, that he would easily draw a job to himself that fulfilled his desires. I also said that as a result of putting his focus on thanking God for his current blessings and for the extraordinarily wonderful job that God and the angels were doing by orchestrating the arrival of this great job for him to easily step into, that his physical problems would diminish and they would disappear. 4 weeks later, I received this email from Jim. "I just wanted to let you know and to thank you and the posse of angels for your guidance. I am so happy to say that last night I was named principal at a terrific elementary school. I know that with your help and my changed positive outlook made all the difference. Thank you so much." So not only this, but he went on to tell me that his back problems, his shortness of breath, they magically disappeared. And the principal's job that he was offered was in the northern suburbs, precisely where they initially desired to move. Now fancy that. What a coincidence. Jim told the universe exactly what he desired. And what clinched this deal with God was that he decided to now sprinkle the belief in the mix and, abracadabra, miracles occurred for him. Now, the posse of angels, here they come in. They're saying that our faith is not the belief that God will do what we want, but rather the belief that he or she, God, will do what is in our for our highest good and for the highest good of all concerned. Now, in this way, all prayers are answered. But because through our humanness, we have such a limited, linear view of life, our prayers are answered in the how and the when of God's timing to work out for the best. Now, this entails enormous trust and, above all, patience on our part. But I can tell you that there have been many times in my life when I've pleaded and I've begged and I've screamed at God and the angels for not answering my prayers. And in my timing, and when those prayers were eventually answered in his way, I said, oh my gosh, thank you for holding off for answering my prayers, God, because it would not have turned out as wonderful because of all the necessary puzzle pieces that had to be revealed in order for my prayers to happen in the most divine way. You know, listeners, the interesting thing about us believing and trusting and have faith in ourselves and in our dreams is to ask ourselves why we are practicing these things in the first place. My lovely client did not begin to change his outlook of despair and desperation to being trusting and having faith in order to influence God. That's not the case. But his change to optimism and having a positive outlook was to change the nature of himself. And as many of us have experienced, it's only by changing from within does our world begin to change on the outside. You know, we need to believe in things that haven't happened yet, for they will never manifest into physical form without the energy of belief behind them. For in every moment that we entertain even the smallest doubt that we are restricted as to what we can do, as to what we can become, as to what we can have, we stop the flow of energetic alignment for that desire to become a physical reality, to tangibly and physically show up in our reality. You know, what I've learned about my heartfelt dreams is to hang in there and not let anything or anyone shake my belief in them. You know, I've learned to practice the art of staying connected to my dreams, never allowing myself to be distracted or too busy or even too tired to focus on my dreams. And I've certainly never taken my dreams for granted, for these dreams are mine. They're nobody else's in any space, time, and dimension. And as such, these dreams are unique and they are special to only me, as they are God-given. And everyone has free will and free choice to have their dreams. You know, what does set us apart and makes us individuals is just how much we allow ourselves to believe in our dreams. You know, one of the greatest blessings that we can give ourselves is to have belief, faith, and trust in ourselves and hold tight to the deep knowing that we are all under the providence of that higher source, universal, God, whatever you want to call that, and the angels. And as such, they indicate, again, the how and the when of things working out. That's their business. That's not our business. All we are and all we can put our focus on is our wishes, our intentions, our dreams, and our desires. In fact, this is such a strong inherent right of ours and a gift that we have been given as children of God to have our dreams and our desires, that by letting go, again, of that how and that when, we will allow for infinite possibilities to create miracles in our lives. We, and I've said this many times before, we with our limited linear mind cannot even imagine all the possibilities, the boundless, limitless possibilities as to how God and the angels can create those unbelievable connections and opportunities to bring to us the fulfillment of our desires. So I've learned to let go. We as spiritual beings who are having a human experience, we all have free will, but it is actually our programming about having to know where we are going that stops us from trusting and having faith that the universe will deliver to us in the universe's way. Now, personally, having been a nervous wreck and an absolute control freak before I had my angelic walk-in experience in January of 2003, to now having total trust and faith in God and the angels, I can tell you how magical and how miraculous my life has become because of letting go and just believing and trusting in the grander vision that God has for me. You know, I said on a radio interview yesterday that one of the most important things to remember is that that we are all here to experience and to expand and to grow and to discover and to be curious. And this is the way that our soul expands. And we are here for our soul's expansion. We're not here to try to figure out life and for anything in particular to happen or not to happen, but for us to experience. You know, I actually accept the feeling of not knowing where I'm going. Now, many of you may be thinking, how can you be comfortable with that, not knowing where you're going? Well, I'll explain it. I know in the deepest part of my soul that God and the angels wish the absolute best for me, for my highest good. And with God's infinite wisdom, he, she, all that is, can clearly see all the connections and all the situations that need to magically come together for this to happen for the best of all concerned. Now, in my limited human form, I cannot see this. So instead of worrying and spending countless hours trying to figure life out, I've actually trained myself to love not knowing where I'm going. Because as a child of God, I know that I am on a need-to-know basis. If I've not been given a sign how or where or when to step forward toward the fulfillment of my heartfelt wishes, I wait for a sign from God and the angels. But I don't wait and do nothing. I serve the divine within me by creatively bringing forth my gifts and talents, which for me is writing. And by doing so, when I write, I feel alive, I feel bright, I feel enthusiastic and joyful. And you know, when I have worried about life in the past, life was just plain hard. It was downright difficult. And I constantly had to push in order for things to work out for the best. And most of the time, I was rewarded with some sort of a result. But, you know, to be quite honest with you, it did work out, but it was a compromise, and at the end, it was certainly not very satisfying for me. Now, is living like this in belief, trust, and faith easy? Absolutely not. It is like any other practice. It goes against everything that we've been programmed to do, which is worrying and pushing, fearing and being in control, playing it small, or just going along with the status quo. But having lived this way for 14 years, I find that it's only when I'm in a state of suspension with absolutely no place to land in sight that it forces my wings to unfurl in order for me to fly. And as I fly along, buoyed by the grace and the protection and the guidance of God and the angels. You know, I may not be aware of my destination, but the magic in life happens because we have had the faith to let God be the wind beneath our wings and allow His winds to carry us and to give us direction. You know, I like this quote by Goldie Hawn that addresses this. She says, if we can just let go and trust that things will work out the way they're supposed to without trying to control the outcome, then we can begin to enjoy the moment more fully. She says the joy of the freedom that it brings becomes actually more pleasurable than the experience itself. You know, when we truly allow belief, trust, and faith to be part of our world, our lives begin to flow with ease and grace. Things divinely show up under the most extraordinary of circumstances without our pushing, rather than being perpetually exhausted as we try to control the flow of life. You know, somewhere in their lives, many people have had a dream. Perhaps you, listener or viewer, you've had a dream, a goal, an idea that really excites you. But because you've doubted yourself and have not connected to the extraordinary fact that there is only what you desire, you've stopped yourself from realizing your dream, as many people stop believing in their dreams. And so often the case for them to stop believing in their dreams came from somebody in a position of authority, some so-called expert that told them that they could not realize their dream and why they were not skilled enough, good enough, didn't have enough experience or expertise or whatever. So I thought it would be a little bit of a fun way to end this topic, to take a look at some of those people who were told not to go after their dreams, and then to see where their belief, their hope, and their faith took them. Okay, let's take the little bit of a quiz now. The vice president of Columbia Pictures told this particular actor that he was never, ever, ever going to make it in the movie business. Who was this? This was the actor Harrison Ford. My gosh, can't imagine a movie star that has gotten more roles than he has. Okay, how about this one? This musical group was turned down by a recording company who said to them, "We don't like your sound, and guitar music is on the way out." They were speaking about the Beatles. How about this one? A music teacher told Beethoven that as a composer, he was absolutely hopeless. Colonel Sanders had the construction of a new road put him out of business in 1967. Being put out of business, he went to over 1,000 places trying to sell his chicken recipe, before he found a buyer interested in his 11 herbs and spices. 7 years later, at the age of 75, Colonel Sanders sold his fried chicken company for $15 million. And so a lot of people have told me through the years, I have this dream, but I'm too old, you know. I'm going to be 63 in October of this year, and I just feel like I'm getting started. So don't you ever say that and use age as a determinant as to whether your dreams can come true. How about this one? Henry Ford, the first maker of the automobile, failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded with his grand vision and dreams of the automobile. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor because this newspaper editor told him that he lacked imagination and that he had no original ideas. Disney also went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. The movie Star Wars was rejected by every movie studio in Hollywood before 20th Century Fox finally produced it. It went on to be one of the largest grossing movies in film history. Good old Dr. Seuss, first published, Dr. Seuss's first children's book, which is entitled And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was rejected by 27 publishers. The 28th publisher, Vanguard Press, took a chance on him, and it sold 6 million copies of the book. How about this one? This sports star was cut from his high school basketball team. He went home, he locked himself in his room, and he cried. But he decided not to give up. And that sports star was Michael Jordan. As you can see, these are just a few of the people who refused to listen to the criticisms of the so-called experts. And the Posse of Angels want to end today by saying that it never, ever, ever is God and the angels that give up on us. It is we that stop believing in ourselves and in our dreams. You have been listening to me or watching on Facebook Live TV, Claire Candy Hoff on Angel Healing House Radio on the Lovely Transformation Talk Radio platform. And do come back after the break. We are going to be taking callers for those free angel readings from myself and the lovely Posse of Angels. So I'll see you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Welcome back to Angel Healing House radio program with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the wonderful angelic family of mine, the Posse of Angels. Let's go to the callers and see who we have calling in today. You can call for free angel readings on 1-800-930-2819. You'd like to discuss the topic of faith, belief, and hope, and how has it affected your life. So let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is Jay in North Carolina. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Candy. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Good. How is your belief? How is your hope? And how is your faith?
Well, I would have to say the whole beginning of this was an excellent reminder. Something I think I definitely needed to hear. I think probably in the last few weeks or so, I've definitely been losing hope. So I know I needed to hear this today.
Oh, I'm so glad that it was a reminder for you. And, You know, it's funny. The term legacy, not that I'm going to, well, I don't think I'm going to exit this human incarnation tomorrow or anytime soon. But I was thinking about my dreams and my hopes, and some of those things still have not manifested. And I thought, well, what if they never manifest for me? And what if I'm standing before the Etheric Council and that I'm going over the contract in my book of life? And they go over the things that I did do, the things, the kindnesses, the love that I gave to people, you know, the achievements that I did do. And they said that was the importance that needed to come through, and not so much these things which I expected or I had an attachment to. So, and life has a funny way. Life has a very, very funny way of playing out for the greatest good of our soul's expansion. So, and age is not a determinant. You sound like a very young energy, Jay. You know, like,
well, thank
like,
you.
Like Colonel Sanders, at, you know, 75, he sold his chicken recipe for $15 million. Wow. You know, so a lot of people say I'm too old to action my dreams anymore. So, so we can all take a lesson from some of those people who heard from the experts, or you know, decided not to buy into conventional wisdom, and they were so much the better for it, because they just kept believing in it, and they. Not only just believing in it, but they kept on taking inspired action to it. So what? So what if Disney went broke several times before and Henry Ford before they created Disneyland and the auto?
Exactly.
If we believe in something, we believe in something. And their soul,
that's right.
Their soul may have needed to be challenged to go through that. And to fire up their belief in themselves. So, any particular question today, Jay?
Not necessarily a particular. I guess it's kind of pertaining, probably. You know, all right. Let me get to it. I guess it's really the reason I am calling is because some of my dreams and a lot of my goals have definitely not manifested. So, I guess I'm just trying to. Tap in, tune in with the angels, see what they say, what's going on.
Okay, all right. What they're saying is that it may not have the dreams that you've had and the goals that you've had are wonderful, as each and every one of us has our dreams and our. But the expectations and the attachments as to how those dreams need to show up in our lives needs to be surrendered and let go of. It's more of the how it turns up, because they're saying that you're restricting it from coming in the greatest possible way for your soul's growth and the greatest, highest concern for everyone else. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And we all do this, including myself, restricting it, you know, as to how it needs to turn up in our lives. First card that comes out for us is the Five of Pentacles. Now, the Five of Pentacles, as you can see there, they're like two little destitute fairies in front of people at the back here that are not dressed, you know, so well. And, you know, they're around a campfire. This is the card usually of the card of looking at life as not having enough. As not turning out the way that you wanted to turn out. Instead, if you understand how multidimensional and how much of an alchemist and a magician that you truly are, then you put your emphasis on the fact that you have all that you need for your soul's growth in this particular moment. and how blessed you are. And if nothing has shown up yet, it either means that it's not meant to show up because something better is coming along, or it needs to come in the divine timing because all the puzzle pieces have not revealed themselves for things to happen out in the most opportune way. So this card is really telling me that you need to put more gratitude and appreciation and accept the beauty, the infinite beauty that your life reflects back to you just the way it is now. And it's from that moment, it's from that point, energetic point, that the abundance starts to build in us. We let go of anything extraneous that would make our life be happier, be brighter, be richer, be more famous, be whatever that is, or whatever we imagine for ourselves. And we understand that it's only in this moment that we have. And it's that that gratitude and appreciation for things exactly the way they are that will increase the abundance within you. The next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Cups. By doing this, you will increase the level of emotional happiness within yourself. Increase the harmony. They want you to get out in nature, and then they want you just to open up to the energetic frequencies of every plant, every insect, every flower that's out there, because they don't try to be anything different than they are in that present moment. They don't try to bloom larger or smaller or bigger or taller, or there's no competition, or there's no asking for anything that is not a absolute beauty in that moment that they are in. And they are saying, Jay, be like the flowers, be like the plants. And then what comes in as a result of that is the Two of Pentacles. And the Two of Pentacles is always about balancing, getting more balance in your abundance, balance in your finances, balance in seeing yourself as rich and prosperous for the way that you are now. So I'm going to pull one more card from you, from this beautiful mystical oracle deck that I have. And this says, pursue spiritual growth. And what does this mean? This means to know that everything is perfect in this moment. And the more that you embrace that it's perfect in this moment, the more that you won't feel lack. There's a difference between having our dreams and then surrendering them. They want you to be creative and to feel abundant being creative in the moment. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day. And enjoy and say hi to the fairies and the nature sprites and everything when you go and talk to the flowers.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, Jay. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. And that's so many of those messages are for everybody. I mean, we become attached to, again, what was said in that topic, the how and the when of life working out, our expectations and our attachments. We limit ourselves in so many ways, and all we can do, because we are pure intention, is to have that belief and that hope and that faith. And then if nothing appears, it's not like we don't do anything. It's be creative. And with that creative spark, then it creates more sparks in the universe for us. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Melanie from Cleveland. Melanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I am wonderful, Candy. How are you?
I'm very well. Happy summer vacation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy for summer.
Very relaxed.
Although it doesn't feel like summer here.
Oh,
relaxed,
no?
Not yet. But it's nice to, I feel like I've been doing project after project after project, and I just need some downtime. Which is a good thing.
Well, we all need some downtime, absolutely. So, do you believe that you have faith, belief, and hope in your dreams?
I have faith, hope, and belief. And as you know, since I know you personally, that I have struggled with timing and wondering when things are going to happen, and have experienced the true divine nature of divine timing. Because yeah. After my divorce, and as things happen financially with the bankruptcy and things going on with my kids, what I have found out is that things I put in motion 12 and 13 years ago helped me today. And things that happen, you know, I wanted them done yesterday, took six months longer, and worked out perfectly. And it is hard to be in the waiting and faithful period, because, you know, you're afraid to let go of what you want, because you know, you don't want to miss an opportunity to do something about it. Like, oh, I don't want to just put it in faith and miss something to do. But you also know that, you know, that I actually have a necklace on right now when I was a Silpata rep, and it's a tiny little mustard seed encapsulated in a little piece of glass, and it has a silver dish around it that says faith, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed. And it's my reminder that, you know, sometimes it can be little, but it still matters.
Oh, I love that. That is just absolutely beautiful. And especially the message that's coming through for you is a reminder, as a Libran, many Librans are going to experience absolute miracles in July onwards, especially in July. It's like this, they're showing me this cataclysmic breaking open of these dreams and these intentions and desires, something that we wished for and prayed for a long time ago, and it didn't quite work out for us, and we were quite disappointed through the years because of that. That or those things are going to be revisited from July onwards, and Jupiter is really raining down on our heads. It is the sign that, along with Sagittarius, I think, that is going to experience the absolute physical manifestation of those things that we thought were long dead, gone, and buried, and those dreams are going to be showing to us how the grace of God is coming back in our life. So it's a very exciting time, especially for Librans. And that's the message for you, since I know that you're a Libran like myself.
I'm ready. And there are some that I have definitely put to the side. And it's interesting. The first 2 years after my divorce, I was like Wonder Woman. And I did everything to the best of my ability and took care of everyone, including my ex-husband. And then this past year, I didn't fall apart, but I went into a neutral mode where I put on weight and I wasn't doing anything, and I just was completely and utterly worn out. And it wasn't until recently that I started to feel like myself again. And I looked back and I thought, oh my gosh, I wish I would have enjoyed the downtime, because I spent so much time mad at myself that I didn't have the energy or the drive or the why aren't I doing this? Why, you know, and I wasn't even trying to attain anything. And looking back, I'm like, I was given a break, and I wish I would have enjoyed it, because we keep thinking we have to be doing something, and I'm falling a little bit into that right now. You know, even I kind of told myself, you know, I don't know that I want to date. I don't know that I want to do that. You know, I wasn't in a position emotionally or mentally, and my family wasn't ready for that. Right. And all of a sudden, my kids are talking about it, and I'm thinking about it. And the same thing, like you said, if things change, well, guess what? Everything changes. Space in my closet changes, and my activities on the weekends change. And it's sort of like, okay, I'm going to enjoy where I am, because when times change, everything changes.
I'm so glad you brought that up about this past year, because there were so many times for me where I was just absolutely exhausted. As you know, Librans are analytical. We're intellectual. We are the figure outers of the zodiac signs, and we will stay at it until we can figure it out. And we were just so exhausted. And this past year has been about letting that go and allowing ourselves to be. And because we, so many of us, learned that lesson that I'm not a human being, I'm a human being, and we allowed ourselves mm-hmm. to be, then we open up to receive. And receive, indeed, we will from July onward. So I would be interested, Melanie, what comes in for you, excuse me, in the summer months, and see how it turns up for you. So we should get together and compare notes as the summer goes on.
Absolutely.
So was there any particular question? Yeah.
No, I have a million things in the air. I was going to get a pool installed, and then that's been backing up, and it makes me so mad. I'm like, my summer's going to be over. I'm going to have to go back to work. But then I'm like, Melanie, everything works out, and it's time. You know, this has been exactly my struggle this week, where it was supposed to be in the 1st of July. Now they're looking at the 17th. We've had some wacky weather here in Ohio. It's only 55 degrees today. That's not Ohio summer weather.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep pushing it out, saying, okay, there's a reason for this. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason. So I'm really trying to accept that, looking back at my personal experiences, that it's happened the right time, the right way. So, you know, it's always the same old thing, you know, will I be in a relationship, looking to expand my finances and be able to do something. Lately, the word in my head has been philanthropic and helping people. Everything feels so close. Before, it always seemed abstract. Now all of a sudden, like, ideas I'm getting are clicking. Like, some simple things that would keep me from moving forward. A font. Oh, I haven't found the right font. Oh, I haven't found this. And all of a sudden, boom, I found the right font and someone who would be willing to edit it for me. I found this. Yeah. And then little things that I'm like, I'm so settled with, it feels closer.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, it doesn't make me less impatient, unfortunately, although I'm trying. It just finally feels like, okay, now it is this coming?
Yes.
That what I'm here? Is that what I'm feeling? So
yes. And also,
you know, it's everything.
As it's coming closer, it's also sparking a little bit fear in ourselves, because, you know, so many of us
have
said,
"Oh shoot, now it's coming."
Yes, so many of us have said, "Show me how to be a best service." If being a best service means I will have an opportunity to have, I'm just speaking about myself, speaking engagements in overseas country, and if it involves lots of travel, then that has its own basket full
sure.
of things that come along with it, and I'll have to be away from home, or if my books get picked up by a publisher, or if my, I mean, there are so many things, and then we start to say, yeah, but I have a nice quiet life now, and or you know, I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just brings up fear in us, like, oh, I've asked for this, but what happens if it really shows up on my doorstep? You know, it's like a deer caught in the headlights. I guess
that's
life
the absolute truth.
So let's go to the
it
cards
is.
And see what comes out for a lovely okay. Melanie. Well, here we go. The Knight of Pentacles. The Knight of Pentacles is that knight. The message is about all of our hard work, all of our diligence, all of our, putting our nose to the grindstone or whatever, and all the things that we've done, the message is that we will be rewarded for that. And you will be rewarded. You'll be rewarded for all the amazing transformation that you went through with your divorce and the light that you shone on so many people as a result of that. And that's just gonna break open and bring you more financial stability, more financial security, and financial remuneration. The King of Cups, it's a lovely card. King of Cups comes in, and the first thing they showed me is him kicking back. Okay, kicking back in the knowledge that you have done a good job, that you are in such an emotionally happy place. and to be able to receive. You know, we can't expect to ask things of the universe and have our dreams and our wishes and our desires and for them to come true. We cannot expect them to come true if we're not open to receive. So they're saying that all you need to do is surrender now and just say, show me how to be of best service. I don't know how that's going to show up, but I will take inspired action, you know, when that does turn up. And the Seven of Cups is certainly that card of having a lot of different choices. So they're saying, Melanie, be careful what you wish for. Because it's going to come in, and it's going to come in extraordinary ways. So one more card let's choose for you. Oh, my gosh. Moving forward. There we go. Positive change is on the horizon for you. And that's a wonderful conclusion to this reading. Positive change is on the horizon. And it couldn't have happened without your diligence to your spirituality and opening up to connect more with your divine eternal nature. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Beautiful. It's been perfect. Because this morning, right before I called you, I pulled cards, and my first one was the King of Water, which is the King of Cups. So it's like, how funny does he show up twice?
Yes.
One for me and one when you pulled it. So he's talking to me.
Well, have an absolutely blessed day.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Take care. Have a
beautiful
summer. Speak soon. Bye.
Okay, we will. Take care, Candy. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much, Melanie. And let's get to our third caller. We've got Stephanie on the line. Hello, Stephanie from New York.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing? And what is your question today?
Okay, well, one of the things that I've been struggling with is this doctor that I started to see who's, you know, also I'm nervous about the money because of how expensive she is. But she doesn't want me to have any beans or any plant-based proteins and wants me to have a lot of meat and, you know, even cheese during the day. And I do, I guess, feel okay physically like that, but I think on an emotional level, I feel really bad about that.
Well, what they're picking up, Stephanie, I've only got about 2 minutes left, but what they're picking up is instead of feeling deprived, like you can't have these things, then say to yourself, what can I have? Because there's always an alternative. There's always, always, always an alternative to what you can have. And also, it may not be that you can't have these things forever. You know, I went through a period there, I don't know whether it was vibrational, physical, or whatever, where if I ate cheese, and I wasn't lactose intolerant, but my stomach would hurt. And so I gave up cheese for a while, and then now I can have not gobs of it, but I can tolerate cheese again. So you need to put yourself in the mindset that this is good for you, and it may not be just not now and not forever. So look at all the things that you can eat, and there's always an alternative in our world. The first kind,
But the part that's hard is because I've identified as plant based or even mostly vegan for so long. And I feel a lot of compassion for, you know, the animal. So, and I feel really uncomfortable looking at, like, the raw flesh and all of that. So that's sort of the issue where I feel. And I was told before when I had the cancer to stay away from dairy and meat. And now I'm being told to have it. You know, so I'm a little confused and I'm worried it would make me sick. And I don't know.
Right,
stuff like
right.
That.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I know what you
mean.
It's like
an identity shift.
But your thoughts are so important to your health. Your first card is the Nine of Pentacles, which is that feeling of wholeness, of security, of that you're being looked after. And the Sun card is certainly that card of optimism and positivity. The next card certainly is the Four of Pentacles, which is the holding on too tight. So, all in all, in this reading for you, Stephanie, is to put your emphasis on how you feel when you're eating. And if you feel that, you know, this is nourishing and this is going to be helpful for you, then what will happen is you'll be able to digest your food and it'll be much better for you. So I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful for you. Stay positive, and that's the vibration that will go into your foods.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that wraps about the show. That just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much for my callers. Thank you for everyone who's listening and watching, perhaps on Facebook Live TV, on the Transformation Talk Radio page. Please go to the Angel Healing House website to take a look at my wonderful channeled books and beautiful Guided Angel Meditation CD. Remember to tune in next week. Next week, July, we have a whole new topic. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings as always. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.